You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 292, brought to you by Podcasting with Purpose, helping you to stand out, be heard, and become an influential voice in your industry with a podcast. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. My guest today says, whether you make a choice out of fear or out of faith, both roads will have their challenges. So why not pursue your passions out of faith rather than settle for less out of fear? I absolutely love that. And guess who said that? Our guest today. Joining us today is Alec Kazan. Alec graduated from Syracuse University with a Bachelor of Science and a minor in Information Technology, Design and Startups, aka How to Start a Small Business. Now he creates YouTube videos that help give disciples the tools and the tips that they need to grow their ministry. Now on today's show, Alec's going to share with us, learn that it is okay to wrestle with God, but be ready to leave with drastic transformation. He's also going to help us learn why seeking out God and doing what's important first will lead to better peace and prosperity, as well as go all in, understand the cost of following Jesus and pursuing your purpose. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here right now. I'm trying to like contain my energy so I'm not just like bouncing off the walls and stuff.
Look, I love that you're here sharing because, you know, get to do something I guess that you love to do too, harness technology, share your message. And when we're able to do something that we know honors Him and helps others to do the same, it combines everything all at once. So share with us a little more about the work that you're doing now and how you came to start to think, you know what, I'm going to start this YouTube channel. What was that journey for you?
Well, it was definitely a long journey, and it definitely was a lot of hesitation and wrestling on my part with God. But it's one that has given me so much wisdom that if I were given the opportunity to go back and change anything, honestly, I don't think I would have, because throughout the whole experience of kind of wrestling with this idea of like, oh, should I go all in with the things that God's calling me to do, or should I not? I feel like I'm now more equipped to just trust God when he's calling me to do something that is going to require me to be a bit outside my comfort zone. But like, I know that God will have my back because of these experiences that I've been through.
Yeah, love that. Let's unpack that a little bit, because I think in what you've just shared in your journey, many of us can relate to that. And many of us may be in a season where we're going through that doubt and fear. So when you look back on your journey, I mean, there's some incredible insights that I know that you're going to share today. But what were some of the things that came up for you that had you hesitate when you felt called in a certain way? What were some of those things that caused doubt for you?
Well, there's definitely the one of the biggest fears is almost not believing or not, basically like not believing that God is who he says he is, which is this loving father that genuinely wants the best for us. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for us to see that sometimes with our perspective. And definitely like as a kid, when I was like, I want to eat cookies all the time. And my parents are like, I'm sorry, you can't. Like, I couldn't comprehend outside of that time, that mindset. And that was definitely like one of the hesitations. But like looking back, especially like while preparing to speak on this podcast, I kind of narrowed my journey down to three kind of like shackles or three types of chains that were kind of holding me back from pursuing this ministry I feel like God was calling me to. And I personally believe God's like ministry in its simplest definition is just doing work that God's asking you to do. Mm-hmm. So the simplest thing of just asking a friend, like, hey, how are you doing spiritually? Like, that technically is ministry if you think about it, because it's just work that God's calling you to do. And looking back, I feel like three shackles that was holding me back from going and pursuing this ministry was indifference, hesitation, and having misplaced priorities.
Let's talk about indifference. How did that show up for you?
Yeah, so for me, I really started to notice it as I was getting into applying for colleges. I had a huge passion for making videos, and I was really starting to grow in my relationship with God. But then there was just this feeling of like, I don't know if I can do it all on my own. And oftentimes when God's calling us to do things, it's stuff that we can't do on our own. Because if we could do it on our own, then like, why would we need God's help for it? You know? So I was very like, I can't do it on my own. So I'm going to just, rather than, you know, talk with God about it, rather than pray about it and really like wrestle with God about this idea, I was just kind of like, I'll just kind of go with the motions. I'll go with the flow of things. And that's like one of the worst things that you can do, especially as a Christian, and even especially as an entrepreneur. If you're an entrepreneur, you know, we're making waves. And when I was in this state of indifference, I just kind of wasn't trying to hear what God was trying to tell me, because I was just in a state of like, I just don't care. I'll just do something good. I'll just do good things. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'll go to school for exercise science, be a physical therapist, and I'll help people, because helping people is good. But like, in this state of not trying to feel like, or well, to back up a bit, I think oftentimes why people hesitate to bring these thoughts to God, and one of the reasons why I especially felt like I was hesitant to wrestle with God with these ideas was because there's almost this like, it's almost like a taboo to question God and kind of just be blunt with them. You know, it's like, we almost think like, I don't want to hurt God's feelings. And it's like, trust me, you're not going to.
No. And I think I can't recall of any, but how many conversations did many of the characters in the Bible, the people in the Bible, the stories had conversations with him? You know, if you think of, Abraham, when he was still in Sodom and Gomorrah, he said, look, Lord, if you find X amount of people, please don't harm the city. And God said, yeah, all right. So, okay. So indifference, I think also too, if I'm thinking of times where I was indifferent, you can be swayed by certain things that happen in your life. You know, if I think of my own business, there's three things. I can get bored very easily. You know, courses and other certifications all over the place. And it, you know, kind of attracted by those shiny, bright objects. So you're not really got that clear vision and purpose. So I can see how that would, you know, keep you from really walking and living your purpose. What was the second block and how did that show up for you?
Oh, yeah. So like the second one of hesitation is definitely like there's lots of fears that come up. And there was a quote that that stood out to me a couple weeks ago. It was just one of those things where I was overhearing people talk, and I think they were quoting this pastor, Rick Warren. He's very famous.
The Purpose-Driven Life.
Yeah, he's got some really good great books and great devotionals. And the quote was, often we doubt our beliefs, and we believe our doubts.
Yes.
And we should believe our beliefs and doubt our doubts. Because this idea of fear, it's just these false ideas of what we imagine an outcome could be. And we just feed into it. And it just becomes this bigger monster than it really is. It's something that can definitely, like, especially if you're feeling indifferent and you're not bringing this type of stuff to God, it can really create a lot of hesitation.
Yeah, it certainly can. And the third one, what was that again? Remind us, and how is that impacting?
Misplaced priorities. So that was, there's this book in the Bible, very, very small book, but super impactful one called the Book of Haggai. Mm-hmm. And basically what was happening in this story is that the Israelites were just coming back out of exile. They were taken out of their homeland. They're now coming back to this place that's completely destroyed. And they're like, all right, we got to start rebuilding things. So they're planting crops, they're rebuilding their houses, they're trying to like make new clothes, and on paper, it seems like everything they were doing would lead to a good nation, like a nation that's coming back to being well established. But it was like everything they were doing, there was no fruitfulness from it.
Yeah.
And basically God tells us, this guy Haggai, you got to tell the people that their priorities are wrong. They're focused on building up their own houses. Meanwhile, my house is completely destroyed.
I'm going to have to go back to that book and dive back into it. I mean, how often do we do that in business and in life? We run around in our own things and nothing works. And, all right. But, and what a faithful God that we have, because how often, and I'm sure if you look back to all of those three key blocks, and we can all relate to them, I'm sure, then when you started to put your trust and faith into the Lord, how, and you say, be ready to leave with dramatic or drastic transformation. So when you started to become aware of those, or maybe in the transformation, you started to realize, hang on a minute, I haven't always been like this. What difference, and how did God start showing up more? He's always there, but we just don't realize it often. But what were some of the transformations you noticed in your life?
Well, I definitely started noticing things kind of, so like I've noticed, especially so like in the Book of Haggai, what the Israelites were doing when they were planting crops, they were like yielding far less than they were planting, which is like an odd thing, because you only need like one kernel of corn to produce hundreds of kernels of corn, but they were like not getting that return on investment, so to speak.
Yes.
And I was having a very similar thing where I was pursuing this business where at the time God had called, like it was a fitness app, because I was going to school studying exercise science, and I really felt like God was calling me to pursue this entrepreneurial thing of like starting up this fitness app. So I was going ham, I was working on it, but there was like nothing fruitful was coming out of it. And I was like praying, and I was like, well, God, do you still want me to do this? And after like a couple of years working on it, he was kind of like, no, I need you to move on. And at this point I was like, well, I'm going to still work on it, God. I'm still going to work on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, and at that point I was really wrestling with him. I was like, I feel like you're saying no, but like, let me just really, like I crunched in the numbers and I'm like, if we just get a fraction of like the fitness market, we can make so much money, and I can donate it to people and all this stuff. And it sounded good, but my priorities weren't in the right place. I was trying to use God to make a name for myself rather than trying to build a relationship with him and help others build a relationship with him as well. So there was all this like stuff under the surface that was really that I was just kind of like trying to cover up, because I was like, oh, we can make a lot of money. And not that money is a bad thing. It can be used for lots of good stuff. But in that time, I was like really wrestling with God with that. And it got to the point where I was like, okay, all right, God, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to trust you. Let's start working on doing this YouTube channel thing. And it was like almost immediately, like all these ideas were coming to my mind, and all these different connections were happening, and relationships were building. And then not only that, but just like,
Things you just didn't even realize would happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's just it's some great, and then spiritually as well.
Yeah.
Like if you are putting off certain things that God's calling you to do, it's you're almost like neglecting to feed your like your spirit. You know, it's like if you forget to eat in the morning, you feel it throughout the day, and our spirit and our emotions, they're not as easy to gauge. Like you can see in like in your car, you know, you can't just see like, oh, I'm on empty, but there's signs that, okay, I'm starting to run out of energy. And honestly, as soon as I started going all in with, working on building this YouTube channel, The Current Christian, God's just like really blessed my, like just how I've been maturing spiritually and stuff. And like people around have noticed as well. And like, yeah, I just hope that that's kind of like encouraging for some of you guys out there who are listening too, is that neglecting some of these things may actually be costing you more than you realize now.
Yeah. Powerful. Yeah. I think, you know, all of us who are listening and watching, even the recording, can relate to that because, you know, if I look back in my own life, and it's so true that so often, and I'm convinced of this, that our identity is very much drives us to do certain things, take certain actions. And as Christians, we know we need to put God first, but there's this need in you know, it was your business app. And for some of us, you know, and we realize, and I've said this before, that often we seek out success and significance, but more from a worldly point of view, where accolades, more clients, a figure in our business that we're achieving for a certain income, when that drives us, then at the core of who we are, then that is incorrect. Now, not that it's wrong, because God can bless us and even multiply, you know, results that we would not have been able to do, you know, on our own supernaturally. However, we have to seek Him first. When success and significance can be in the identity of who the Lord says we are, and just being, you know, in His presence, if that is enough, you know, and that, you know, we turn to Him, and then He said, all right, that's often what He's looking for, that trust and that, you know, that deep, deep need, that craving, when we can say, Lord, You fulfill that in me, then doors open that. And He said, right, well, now I'm going to use the way I know that I've knitted you with your unique strengths so that we can then go out and a lot of, you know, fulfill what we desire. But we've got our North Star and that core is aligned to Him. So you talk about learn why seeking out God and doing what's important first will lead to better peace and prosperity. So if you think of how now you approach business and ideas and things like that, how do you do that differently now than say what you used to do when say you were creating that app and hoping that business would grow? What's changed?
I would definitely say like the heart, like my heart behind why I'm doing things, it's genuine. It's more out of a place of like, how can I be a servant to others? Even like, and I'll admit, like early on with the YouTube videos, like you'll see that, early on my mentality was very much, I want to provide this. Mm. So where can I push this into the market? And now it's more of like, what do people want? What do people need? And what are people asking for? And how can I provide that for people? And you see it with Jesus. He was like, he was a person that always did that. You read about like I love this. You'll read like a blind man comes up to Jesus and is like, Jesus, like, I need your help. And he's like, like, what do you want? Like, he's always asking these people who have these diseases and these like problems, like, well, what do you want? And like, as the reader, we're like, well, clearly the blind guy wants to see, but like, Jesus doesn't take it upon himself to be like, I'm going to remove this from you without you even asking. And it's like he still, even Jesus still waits to hear what do the people want? And then, you know, then I'll start providing for that. And that's been a monumental shift in my ministry is just receptive to hearing like, well, what do you want? You know, what can I do to help?
Yeah. You know? And you know something else, as you were saying, how often do many of us, because we've got gifts and talents, God has, you know, knitted us in our mother's womb and gifted us with certain things. And I will often run ahead. Like, I love planning and I love strategy. And often there are times, hang on, I need to bring this to the Lord first to get his counsel. Yes, he knows that I can, but if I don't come to him first, so often, and it's a balance, it's an ongoing thing that certainly you need to do. But I love it. But how many of us don't ask, and how many of us are waiting for something because we assume that the Lord knows that this is something for someone today, even myself. How many of us are expecting God to answer or give us something we haven't actually asked him? And is how we're asking him, is that coming from the right place of integrity and how he wants us to be powerful? Because how often many of us don't do that. That's fantastic. Now let's talk about going all in. What does going all in mean to you?
It's definitely the things that are coming to mind are like actions, because I feel like going all in, it's very much a thing of action. You can't think about it. It's not a philosophical thing. It's really something you do. And for me, I've really gotten to experience this hard the past 2 weeks. But for me, going all in has been keeping my eyes set not just on God, but on the vision he's given me, and turning away anything that does not help to progress towards that.
Yes.
And I've been praying the past few weeks that God would help to provide different financial opportunities for me to help to continue to sustain growth of the current Christian channel. And I've been blessed with some really, because I just do kind of like side jobs here and there to help financially sustain the channel. And the past few weeks, there's been a lot of opportunities to do some more jobs. And I've had to look at the goal and pray to God about it. Because even though I was asking God for these like financial opportunities, I had to turn them down because it was going to take away from the vision that God was giving me. So with going all in, it's a lot. It's sacrifice. It's focus, endurance, and I'm drawing a slight blank, but like I know Paul talks about this. I believe in Romans about how we should be happy when we have troubles because it helps to build our endurance.
Yeah.
And once our endurance is complete, then we're lacking nothing. And yeah, I'm going to have to.
I love what you're saying because in your journey, I think again, all of us can see ourselves. And that I think is one of the most valuable lessons that many of us can learn, is that often we assume, whether it's in life or in business, that we're the only ones experiencing this. But when we start having conversations with people, the failures, the doubts, all of that are similar. And, you know, I think everything that you've shared is certainly so insightful and so impactful for many. And I think, you know, no matter what stage we're at our business, there are going to be challenges. There are going to be times when things don't quite pan out. However, no matter how far we've gone, I think we always need to remain completely connected, completely exactly what you're talking about, praying, you know, to the Lord, mapping out our plans and then saying, Lord, you know, is this what you're thinking? And always work in collaboration, if you will, because and this is something I want to share too and ask you a little bit more about. It's the taking action. Because so many of us wait for the Lord, you know, in prayer, we wait for the Lord to make the first move, but often the Lord is waiting for us. And I love the way that you've said, all right, you felt that the Lord was saying to you, all right, this business app or this app, not the right time for you. And then you felt called to start the YouTube channel. You took action on that. And I think often sometimes the Lord waits for us to take action. So when you get that little inkling now, are you more quicker to heed to those prompts And actually, I mean, that's again a learning curve for all of us, isn't it? But how are you now responding? Do you respond more quicker, and because of that, you're seeing more momentum growing?
I definitely respond way quicker, because I would have to say that before, that whole thing took like 2 years of me kind of like hesitating for that. And you're absolutely right about God often waiting for us to take the initiative first. And it reminds me of Moses and Joshua. So like Moses, very well known for the part in the Bible where, you know, the Red Sea splits and then all of the people leave Egypt and they walk through the Red Sea. But for Joshua, he's basically like the second Moses. Mm-hmm. Moses passed away, and then Joshua was supposed to take the lead and be the new Moses. And God tells Joshua, he's like, "Hey, I need you to walk through this river. I'm gonna separate it." And Joshua's like, "All right, cool. Just, you know, as soon as you separate it, we'll walk through." And God's like, no, you need to step in it first.
Yeah.
then I'm going to separate it. And it's like so different, because we're waiting for this Red Sea splitting moment to then walk through. And it's like often like, no, you gotta first take the step into this rushing river of water. And then you got to trust that God's going to separate it. You know, yeah. if he's calling you to walk through, he will either, you know, you'll either find yourself walking on water, or you're going to find that he's going to be separating the water out. There's also this like other thing too, where when we're in this state of like in between, where we're not really going the way that we think we should go, but we're also not going the way we think God's calling us to, there's very little to no progress that happens at all.
Yeah. And in that, I think what you said earlier, and that's something you reminded me of, that I now start to do. Whenever there's a quiet moment, often that's when God is doing the deepest work. And often he may, in my life anyway, often he's waiting to see what I will do, because I'm an action taker. If things feel like they're stagnant to me, I'll cause some momentum to get things going, because that sometimes I'm learning to love the quietness. It's like, come on, Lord, let's do something. Yeah. However, I now will praise. I will now praise and thank. And that's what you said, you know, Paul is saying, even in moments of challenges, let's praise him and thank him, because the enemy wants us to get stuck in self-pity and doubt and, oh, you know, what's happening. But when we start to praise him, that's taking action and saying, you know what, I know that what I'm struggling with is not really where I want to be, but I know that, you know, you are in control. And my character is being shaped through the process. That's kind of what I do. Here's some real character building. Let's embrace it. So when you look back now, you said something about how the journey has really built in you. It nurtured you and strengthened you spiritually, and also through your character. So looking back now, as you're starting to grow your business and take more decisions, it seems to me that there's a level of maturity there and decision-making that you probably wouldn't be able to do had you not gone through those experiences. Would you say that's an accurate assumption?
Yeah, I would say that's absolutely true. I'm still the type of person where if you were to ask if I'm indecisive, I would say yes, but not really.
It's quicker. It's quicker, isn't it? You know? Yeah, it's much.
Because like no matter what, like there, when this is another water scene from the Bible, but when Jesus was telling Peter to walk out on the water, and then he walks out, falls in, there's this very popular line that Jesus says where it's like, oh, like you have little faith.
Yeah.
And like oftentimes it's like you hear that or you read it. I mean, you read it and you're like, oh, you have little faith. It's faith. It's like, dang, he's, you know, if only Peter had more faith. But it's like, there's also this idea of how if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. It's like, wait a second. Was that a bad thing that he had little faith? Or is it like good? He's like, you had little faith. Like you had a little faith. Like, you know, you had a little bit. That's better than nothing. And I've been using that, and what God's been teaching me is that when we take initiative, even if we have a little bit of faith, where it's like, God, I don't know if you're calling me to do this, but I'm going to do it because I do believe, like, I have a little bit of faith that this is what you're calling me to do. It's like, great, I can work with that. You know, let's move mountains. Let's have you walk on water type of thing. And let's say you really believe God's calling you to do something and you take that little initiative because you really think he's there. He can, if you, as long as you continue to give it to God, he'll just, it's like, hey, it's okay. Let's just redirect the path a little bit. It's totally fine. And that's like that's been a big lesson for me.
Yeah, it's so true. I love that story of Peter, and faith is so important. And often we lose faith because, again, we are basing an outcome on our own strength. We don't realize we don't need our strength. I mean, those supernatural, you know, outcomes, walking on water, it's not because Peter could walk on water, but because of a miracle, of course, you know, in and through Jesus. And often in that instance as well, if we look at that story of Peter walking on water, what did he do? He stopped gazing at Jesus and started to look at all of the distractions, the wind and the waves. The minute we take our eyes, our focus off Jesus and look at all of the issues and what could go wrong and this and that, again, we are being distracted or allowing ourselves to be distracted, the doubt, disappointment, fear, you know, and all of those things that you said were blocks for you initially many, many years ago. I think we can all relate to that, those impacting us too. So share with us, how can we find out more about your YouTube channel? How's the best ways for us to connect with you, Alec?
Yeah, so I'm starting to get more involved on Twitter. I'm enjoying this Twitter thing. It's pretty cool. But if the best way to find my content would be to go on YouTube and just look up The Current Christian. And it's current as in, like, you know, the current times, like right now type of thing. Three separate words, The Current Christian. And it should be the very first channel that that pops up. Thanks. And I have all my other social media sites linked on there as well.
Yeah, great, great. One of the things I do for all of my guests at the end of the show is just to finish with a word of prayer. May I do that for you today, Alec?
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay, let's pray. Father God, thank you for the opportunity that we could spend some time today and hear Alec's testimony on how he's grown his business, Lord, but more importantly, how he's taken a step back, leaned into you, and really allowed you to work in him spiritually and, of course, now in the work that he's doing. Father God, I'm sure that each and every one of us who are listening or watching, even the recording, can certainly benefit so much from the words and the stories and the situations that Alec shared, because, Lord, each and every one of us struggles with those each and every day. But, Lord, we're reminded that when our focus is on you, when our success and significance comes only through you, Lord, in and through you, that is when you can continue to bless us. So we ask for your continued blessing on Alec's work, on his YouTube channel. Lord, may his message reach out to those people who need to hear that you want them to listen to the insights that he's sharing, so that through his work they could too be impacted, and their lives and their businesses can do so honored to you. Father, we love you, we thank you for this opportunity, and we ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Alec. You know, sometimes it can be a little bit scary, can't it, as being transparent. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think we all go through those. And what I love about our Lord is he's so forgiving. No matter how much we stuff up, no matter how much we wander away, when we ask for forgiveness and we repent and we say, Lord, I struggled again. Please forgive me. He's such a forgiving, loving God. And what an awesome God we love and serve and get to talk about on your show and of course, on what you're doing and through this as well. So thank you for sharing today.
Thank you so much for having me here. I was super nervous at first. I don't know if that came across in the beginning, but I really feel like there were some great bits of wisdom from both of us that can really help, you know, our fellow Christian entrepreneurs out there to help influence lives and, you know, help further bring God's kingdom here, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And for those of you who may not know the Lord yet, he's waiting, you know, everyone, no matter, you know, where you are in your walk with God, it may be not, the invitation's open for each and every one of you. So having said that, if, you know, you want to know more about the Lord, reach out to either myself or to Alec or someone in your close community who you know loves the Lord, and I'm sure they'll be more than willing to have a conversation with you, because, it's certainly a journey, but one where, you know, you can experience true peace and faith and love and hope that really is only found in Him. So anyway, thank you once again, and continue blessings for the work you're doing, Alec.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, because it's nighttime here.
Yeah, okay, it is. We've got the rest of the day ahead of us. So there you go. All the best now.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by podcastingwithpurpose.com. Stand out. Be heard. Influence. Want to influence real change with your own podcast? Access our free podcast training, including no-cost and low-cost tools and podcast production workflow checklist, to get you started at www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training.